Today's key is Cool Comic Collective. It's early in the week, but we're almost there. Don't worry. NCAA tournament's off and running.
We're almost halfway. Almost halfway.
Welcome to the War Room, everybody. I know you just heard from us yesterday, but we figured we'd go ahead since we took a whole week off last week, and we'd go ahead and do another episode since last night was pretty much all of the NCAA picks, which, speaking of, as we start this podcast, Wagner just booked their ticket to the dance. They just beat Howard, their first win in tournament history. I don't know. I think Wofford was the school I was thinking of last year that actually did pretty good. They actually won a few. Anyway, with me tonight, as always, is my host, Mr. Trevor Truitt. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good.
Powerade sponsor, Blue Moon connoisseur. He's been drinking it the last couple days.
Man, trying to get rid of it out of there. Trying to clear his fridge.
Are you
out.
Like
he
one of those guys?
He needs room.
It's like you're one of those guys that likes to torture themselves, like by hanging themselves on hooks and shit. You just drink Blue Moon.
Hey, it's free. It's in there. Call my name, you know. Hey.
Yeah, I guess if it is in your buddy's fridge, it is a free beer. But anyway, everybody, welcome to the podcast tonight. That was a little fucking funkadelic for you coming in. One of my favorite albums, Maggot Brain. Go check it out. It's a Tuesday night here. The seasons are changing. Luckily, I took allergy medicine, so I'm in nowhere near as bad a shape as I was yesterday. Yesterday was like my Michael Jordan flu game. Podcast. I had to muscle through and get through. It was a long episode. My father was able to call in and be in, so we're happy about that.
Yeah.
But tonight,
halfway through,
we're just doing a little War Room episode, get you through the week. We'll have an It's Real to Me episode later in the week where we go over one of the WrestleManias, one of Trevor's favorites, and it is a pretty good one, I gotta say. But tonight, I wanted to start it off with earlier today, my friend Hunter. Which he's part of the Holy Triumvirate trio of extreme metal concert goers. That's the name of our group. It's me, my dad, and Hunter.
Long name.
It's a very long name. Well, a lot of names are taken already. So the Holy Triumvirate trio of extreme metal concert goers. He messaged me on Instagram and showed me, and it's a band just announced a tour for North America. Next fall, it seems like, is when it's going to be starting. And Hatebreed is the headliner. And they're bringing on one of the band, which Hatebreed's a band I've always wanted to see. I've never seen them. And they're bringing Carcass with them, who is one of the bands that's on my death metal bucket list. I've seen a lot of the heavy hitters from back in the day. They're one of the ones I haven't seen. They're from England, so they're always in Europe. Because, I mean, European death metal, super popular. Those guys are like the big guys in Europe, so they don't leave much. But they're going to be there. Harm's Way, who's a newer hardcore band. They're pretty good. And then Crypta, all-woman death metal band from, I believe, I don't want to get it wrong, just in case somebody decides to message me and be like, that's actually wrong. That's not where they're from. Don't you fucking hate people like that?
They're just always looking. You can go to the comments and just find them immediately. You're just like, oh, there'll be. You're like, I look at it, I'm like, somebody's bitching about this, and you comment.
I just can't believe that, blah, blah, blah.
Well, it's just like, you realize that, like, there are people that hate every. Like, there's some people, like, there's, you know, they hate. They
oh,
will
yeah,
hate
on
whatever. Like,
but
you think
but
that
continue
this,
to watch it.
You just think something's so cool, like, to yourself personally. You're like, this is so cool. I love it so much. There's no way anybody out there could have a negative opinion on it. And then you start reading comments.
Yeah, well, about actually. Something.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot. I don't know why my Twitter algorithm has decided to show me a lot of Dimebag Darrell and Pantera negative comments. And like people being like, actually, his distortion sound was shitty. Like, I don't know what the world's come to. Where now it's just, but then again, I'm like, why is my phone showing me this? I thought it was supposed to build an algorithm to stuff that you like.
Yeah.
I don't want to see people trashing on one of my favorite bands or favorite guitar players. But anyway, that's not the point. Anyway, Crypta's from Brazil, by the way. All woman band from Brazil. They have a little death metal and black metal influences. So that's going to be a killer show. It's going to be the Diamond Ballroom, October 11th to Friday, I believe. Diamond Ballroom's a great venue. I'm looking forward to that. But that I just wanted to talk about some shows that are coming up that Trevor's going to be involved in. Just, you know, just to keep people informed. But Trevor, let's go through these. March, well, that already passed, March 13th. So tomorrow in the Diamond Ballroom, we got Black Flag. You ever heard of them? That's another thing this is going to be. I'm going to ask Trevor if he knows these guys. I'm going to put him
old
on.
Black somewhere. Flag.
Well, they're like one of the first like American hardcore crossover bands. Henry Rollins was their lead singer for a long time. Mike Vallely is actually their lead singer right now. He's a skateboarder who was part of Element. He was on Viva La Bam a lot. Bald guy. Prank Wars episodes. Very good. Whatever. The 23rd. We got Queensryche and Armored Saint. You know either of those bands?
I think I've heard of the first one.
Queensryche? Yeah, they sing Jet City Woman. Jet City Woman.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. They're going to be in Oklahoma City. We got the Circle Jerks in Tulsa with the Descendants and the Adolescents. That's going to be a punk jerks. Show. You ever heard of them? Well, I'll tell you what. There's going to be a lot of people showing up to that thinking it's something completely different.
What do you mean we're not jerking off? I don't want to listen to
is
music.
Is this not the circle, the group Circle Jerk? Which I guess it couldn't not be a group event. I guess you wouldn't have to specify it's a group event if it's a circle. You know what I mean? Anyway, then we got Ministry in Tulsa with Gary Newman and the Frontline Assembly. What do you think about that, Trevor? No?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, you know, that one, that's at the Tulsa Theater. Make sure you go and check that out. We got Oh, that already passed. Damn it. April 9th, we got your boy Tyler Childers. He's coming to the BOK.
Yeah.
You know who that is?
Yeah, I've heard of him a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. He's great, but I don't know if I'm paying those kind of prices.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude. Then we got April 12th in Irving, Texas. Sorry. We got a Perfect Circle, Primus, and Pussifer, all sharing the stage at the same time, which sounds strange. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they're all going to be on stage at the same time, so.
I'd pass on that one.
Yeah, I bet you would. You'd probably go fucking do the Circle Jerk once you get the correct address. Listen, buddy, I know where you're trying to find. I can help you out. There's going to be one guy at the Circle Jerks show that can help you out there.
He's there to prostitute out Circle Jerks.
Yeah. April 3rd in Dallas, we got Crowbar and Morbid Visions. You've seen Crowbar before. It's crazy that Trevor can actually say that. There's some people I know that love Crowbar that have never seen him. And Trevor,
hey, they're going to buy him a drink.
Yeah, right? That's true.
Yeah.
That was a good day. They're fucking good. That's going to be in Dallas. April 10th, Tulsa Theater. We got ZZ Top. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
I might go to that.
It's a good venue.
It's a great venue to see them, dude.
I mean, not much elbow room, but.
Dude, I remember whenever we saw Alice in Chains there, we were sitting in those seats. They're not built for bigger people. I remember I tried to stand up really quick to, like, you know, because they were playing a song. And, dude, I got stuck, so I didn't stand up. I just sat back down. Because, like, that's how I got stuck. I tried to stand up, and I literally, like, barely got up. And also, I was like, all right, I'm just sitting down because I don't want anybody to see that.
My purse was around my waist, like a seatbelt, and between the Jared and the guy next to me, they were both holding their keeping my purse hostage. So I literally had a seatbelt on the whole time I was sitting there watching Alice in Chains. So if you notice I didn't get up, it's because I was strapped down, literally.
I was stuck in there. Airplanes have better seats than that place. But then we got April 19th, same place Crowbar is going to be at. We got my fellow Russian, Polish band, Decapitated, Septic Flesh Cataclysm. You ain't going to be going to that. Then we got Peel and Flesh, Sanguisugabog Factory. You ever heard of
that? Who?
Sanguisugabog and Peel and Flesh. Mm-mm. You're not into that?
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them? Peel and Flesh, based in Tulsa. Good band. We got Judas Priest, May 5th in St. Louis.
I'll be down for that.
That's on a Sunday. Listen, if you live in Oklahoma, I'm naming off shows that are like within driving distance. But that's like, I don't know if you consider that driving distance, but you know, that's the closest they're going to be to us. June 6th, really cool show. We got Death, tribute tour with the guys from Death. Obviously, Truck isn't there, but then we got Cryptopsy opening for them. June 14th, we got the Tedeschi Trucks Band playing at the Tulsa Theater. I mistakenly was telling people that Chris Stapleton was opening for him. I was incorrect.
That would have been insane.
Yeah, I was like, we're never going to get tickets. And then July 19th, we got Lamb of God, Mastodon, Kerry King, and Malevolence in Grand Prairie, Texas. We'll be going to that. August 8th, we got Hailstorm, Hollywood Undead, I Think I Prevail, and another band at the Walmart Amp. Trevor, Cam, and I already have tickets to the show. We're going to see Steve Miller, Journey, and Def Leppard, which... Oh, buddy, cannot wait. Steve Miller, I'm so excited to get to see him. I'm a big Steve Miller fan, and he's getting older, so I want to make sure I get to see him. We got the Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins, Rancid, September 11th. Make sure you mark that in your calendars. It'll be hard to remember. September 17th, this is one that I just recently added. We got Rob Zombie, Alice Cooper, Ministry, and Filter.
Aye, no.
Aye, the Dennis Zombie. Frisbee Festival. The Dennis Frisbee Festival.
Hi, Rachel. We got to go see it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. With her. She's just going to be like hugging people in the crowd, getting pepper sprayed.
Pulling her eye out, juggling around.
Yeah. Iron Maiden in Fort Worth in November. And then, of course, Creed November 2nd in Oklahoma City. So if there's a lot of good shows coming up, I'm sure there's more out there. That's what I'm going to be looking to go to coming up this year so far. If anybody out there hears of something, let me know. If I left something off, if I did, it's probably because I don't want
to
go.
We also need to fucking figure out what race we're going to also.
So are we going to like do something different?
I'd be down to doing something different.
So, I mean, what are the options here? Well, there's Vegas.
Yeah.
There's one in Florida.
Yeah, there's plenty in Florida.
How many are there in Florida?
Well, you got Daytona, which would be in July. I think, yeah. No, they might have moved it back. It used to be the July race.
Well, should we try to do it like one in September like we usually do?
I mean, yeah.
How many are usually in September?
Honestly, I know we've been there, but man, Bristol is fucking cool as shit.
I'd go back
like,
to
it's
Bristol.
Fucking, it was like, I want to go to a new one, but like Bristol's so fucking cool.
I mean, if we were going to go do another one again, I'd definitely go to Bristol again. That was awesome. I personally, if I was going to throw my... I want to go to one in Florida. The weather would be nice. Bright lights. Pretty ladies. Palm there's trees.
One in, there's one in Homestead.
White pants. I'm doing Ric Flair, hon. Calm down. White pants. Nature boy.
There's one in Homestead. And then you obviously got Daytona.
Where's Daytona at? Oh, it's Daytona, Florida.
Yeah, Daytona Beach.
So where is that about? Is that like Atlantic side or Gulf side? I think it's got to be Atlantic side, isn't it?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Probably wouldn't be as far as a drive. I mean, it's going to be a fucking long drive. I mean,
yeah. But, I mean, once you're going to Florida, you're going to Florida anyway, so what's a couple more hours? Like, I mean, we made the fucking... How far was the trip to Bristol?
Total? Well, here's the thing. We drove a few hours the night before, so... That's a fucking drive.
It is.
That's all day and then some.
That's like leave at like...
Y'all would have to fly
though. I mean...
We'd have to leave at like 5 in the morning.
Oh yeah, we'd have to either leave early or leave like as soon as we got off work and just put in some hours like we did. And then
fuck!
I think that's the way to go. You just
You're
get...
Well, dude, that sucks.
It wasn't that bad. I mean,
I'd rather get up and leave at like 2 in the morning.
And we went to...
Think of it like this. You leave at 2 in the morning, we'll kill. By the time we've killed, you know, 6 hours, it's 8 in the morning.
I know, but I'm just saying, if you go fucking... If you leave after you get off work, and you just fucking drive until you can't stop, you get a good stopping point.
Well, that's what's tough about that is I've done the drive to Florida. It's hard to just find a room. You know what I mean? You don't want to be... You don't want to just be, like, late and then not be able to find anywhere.
No, we'd have to just... plan something like we think we can go fucking 6 hours.
Oh my gosh. See, Kansas City was great. That was such a quick drive.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. 17 hours. I mean, it sucks, but I mean, it's definitely doable if you do it correctly. I don't know about working all day and then getting in a car and getting in, you know, driving for that long. Listen, we can plan this off the podcast. I'm just saying, the Las Vegas one.
I blame this on you, Cam, somehow. You brought this conversation up. No, of like the planning part.
Oh, yeah. But the Las Vegas one would be cool. What are some other? I mean, we got the one. There's one in Ohio, isn't there?
Oh, there's one in Ohio. I mean, obviously, Kansas. There's actually one in Missouri, in St. Louis. That's only 6.5 hours, and that track's pretty cool.
I've never been to that one. I mean, I've only been to two, so I mean,
Texas, obviously, which we haven't. You haven't been to. That's a good one to go to. Texas Motor Speedway.
Where's that at?
It's literally pretty much Dallas-Fort Worth.
So it's about 4 hours, yeah. 4.5 hours. I mean, yeah, we could do that one. No, I want to. You know, I mean, eventually, yeah, go to that
Atlanta,
one.
Atlanta, that'd be a cool one, even though, well, Georgia.
That'd be cool. Georgia's beautiful, and the food is fantastic.
I mean, obviously, Richmond, Virginia, that'd be a cool one to go to.
See, that would be sick, and that one, I mean, that'd just be pretty much add a few hours to what we drove to Bristol. Yeah. So I think from where we left to Bristol, I think it was like a total of, with stops, like 13 hours. I think if you just drove straight without stopping, it'd be like 11 and a half or 12. Yeah. So it'd probably be like 15 to Richmond. That'd be cool because we could probably stay with my aunt. Listen, we got to stop planning this on the podcast. I'm talking about staying with my aunt.
anyway, folks.
I mean, I hope this is entertaining for y'all. But no, you know. See, the one in Missouri, the St. Louis one, that'd be cool. I've never. I mean, I haven't spent much time in St. Louis.
It's actually pretty cool. I mean,
I'd like to go to a Cardinals game.
Yeah, okay, all right. Let's keep going. Though we're going back into this.
I know.
All right. Anyway, yeah, we're gonna go to a NASCAR race. That's what we're fucking telling you. Yes, in a short story.
We always go to a NASCAR race yearly. So if y'all have any suggestions, fucking write in. I guess.
Tell us where you want us to go next.
Yeah, you pick. We'll do a poll. We'll let y'all pick where we go. Just don't. Is there one in California?
Listen, we'll be. Hey, if we get enough votes, you gotta have over 100 votes though. 100 people commenting before it's valid.
Yeah.
Then we'll go wherever.
Oh, is there one in California?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Except
I bet an Airbnb would cost
one
us
in Phoenix.
3 months' salary.
There's one
Phoenix.
In,
yeah.
That's actually the finale race of the whole year, so it crowns a champion.
Phoenix. Have you ever been there?
No.
Dude, that would be cool. Maybe Phoenix.
That'd be cool.
That's probably what... I think Phoenix from here, I'm going to look it up right now.
Probably far drive, but still.
I bet it's better than the Florida drive.
Yeah.
I mean, we drive straight through New Mexico pretty much.
You're still on this topic.
I know, but, you know, what are you going to do? We got to fill in time.
We're just filling in time, guys. Just keep like, share, subscribe, buy a t-shirt, yeti.
Yeah, good plug, Trevor. Okay, so from here to Phoenix with... Okay, let's see. Yeah, we're looking at a 16-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not much better than the Florida drive, but that would still be pretty cool. I've never been that far west before. But maybe that's what we'll do. Who knows? The options are
endless.
Yeah, they're endless. Trevor, what concerts coming up are you excited about?
I mean, obviously, I'm definitely Steve Miller concert. I mean, that's going to be awesome.
Are there any country shows that you haven't shared with me that you're going to go to or what?
I don't know.
I saw that Whiskey Myers and...
They
actually had a pretty cool opener. It was Whiskey Myers and... Fuck. It's at the Walmart Amp. I can't remember. They actually had a pretty cool opener.
I know that April, I think it's like April 18th, Reed Southall Band's going to be at Kane's.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. One second. I got to know. I got to let the people know. I can't be telling them. Because I was looking at that. I was looking at that Whiskey Myers concert because I've always wanted to see them. I actually really like them.
Yeah, I think they'd be cool to see.
Who we got? We got Hozier, Riley Green, with Tracy Lawrence and Ella Langley opening for them. Greta Van Fleet.
Where are they coming?
Walmart Amp.
I want to see them at some point.
Greta Van Fleet at the Walmart amp. Well, what are tickets looking like?
You're the one for me.
Honestly, if we can just get in the lawn. Yeah, there's lawn seats available.
You know, I can't wait for that fucking...
$50.
That amphitheater they're making here. I'm hoping they maybe that'll generate some fucking concerts like that that we can go to watch for like a relatively good price.
Oh, yeah, but you know they're just going to have all your fucking Parker McCollums and Zach Bryan's play there, which you would love.
I'm like, I don't know. What are you complaining about?
Speaking of Parker McCollum, Corey Kent, Katie Offerman, Walmart amp.
Yeah, I just saw one that Parker McCollum and George Strait are going to do one.
Fucking Texas, Brooks and Dunn with David Lee Murphy.
That'd be pretty good.
I love David Lee Murphy. Oh, so it's Whiskey Myers with Lucas Nelson, Willie Nelson's son.
Yeah.
So that'd be pretty cool. Hey, your boy Hardy with Kip Moore, Travis Denning, and Stephen Wilson Jr. Hootie and the Blowfish with Collective Soul and Edwin McCain.
Hootie and the Blowfish, like fucking Darius Rucker. Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, with Collective Soul.
Where?
Walmart amp.
I would totally go see that. All I wanna be with you.
See, I'd be excited about fucking Collective Soul, if anything.
I like Collective Soul too, but I mean,
you got Edwin McCain also. He had that one song.
Darius Rucker. He's a good two genre artist, I will say.
Styx and Foreigner with John Waite.
Styx, man, Styx is good. I don't. You know what's crazy to me is that like you like a lot of bands that are similar to them and like they have the same.
To Styx?
Yeah.
Like who?
Pew, pew.
I don't like Tommy Shaw.
Too much time on my hands.
You got New Too Kids on the Block with Paul Abdul and DJ Jazzy shit. Jeff. What
and
the
I'm
fuck?
Not down, and they really wanna love me forever.
That's a good song.
It is a good song.
Pixies and Modest Mouse. I'd actually go to that. That'd be a pretty good fucking show. The Doobie Brothers. Well, they're going to be in Oklahoma. Cage the Elephant.
Fucking.
They had a song I like.
Is that fucking the one who sings a... Cigarette Daydream.
Yes, yeah. That's them.
That's a good song.
Third Eyed Blind with Yellow Card. That'd be pretty good. Hailstorm and I Prevail. Yeah. Lainey Wilson. Ian Munsick and Zach Top. Oh boy, the fucking I Used to Beat My Wife tour, Five Finger Death Punch, Marilyn Manson, and Slaughter Prevail. If you want to accidentally try to buy drugs from somebody and go to jail for it, this is the concert for you. If you want to go somewhere where you will not smell marijuana in the crowd of this concert, because people everywhere will be staunchly against it, and Trevor will be there. Trevor would probably be the only guy, but he'd have like a trench coat on and a fucking fedora and glasses so that people can't tell who he is.
Who's this guy? The fedora.
This guy in the fedora. Whoa. Live in Stone Temple Pilots with Soul Asylum. What?
Where's that at? Walmart?
That's Walmart amp. Yeah, I'm going through the Walmart amp. Live in Stone Temple Pilots with Soul Asylum. You know live... I alone love you. I alone don't.
Okay, yeah. That's probably the only song I know about.
That's probably the only one I know. But Stone Temple Pilots are good.
Yeah.
But Soul Asylum, underrated. We got Sammy Hagar doing his Van Halen tour with Loverboy opening.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Loverboy.
Yeah. Fucking Creed.
And just to hear the hits, I mean, from him.
Creed, Daughtry, and Finger 11. See, the reason we're going to go to the one in Oklahoma, for other than it being in Oklahoma, is because fucking Daughtry's going to be at that one.
Daughtry's not bad.
I don't want to see Daughtry.
I like Daughtry.
I don't.
It's not over.
Sing the other songs.
I'm going home.
That's not him.
That is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
is. That's the song they used for American Idol when they sent his ass home. That song was playing. That was not him.
He sung it.
No, he didn't.
He sung the song.
That I'm Going Home song is not Daughtry. It is not.
Yeah, it is. You can look it up now.
It's not. I'm looking it up right now.
Into the place where I belong. Will you love
I'm
it?
Pretty
That's
sure
him. Like,
I'm
what? He's
home.
Definitely singing it for sure. Into the place where I belong. Well, your love has always been enough for
me. All right, it's Daughtry. God damn it. I'll give you that one.
I don't know. He used to be on like a soundtrack for a baseball game I used to play back in the day, so I just got it stuck in my head, and I was like, this guy's not bad. It's a good album. Like, his best album came out then, too, and it was on it.
Anyway. Yeah, I will not be attending that show.
For me, it's a toss-up. I mean, this obviously fucking...
No, well, the one in Oklahoma is going to have Mammoth instead of Daughtry.
Well, and they're going to have...
It's still going to be Finger 11.
No.
That's Finger 11 and Mammoth.
I thought it was Three
Mammoth.
Doors Down.
No. That'd be awesome.
I thought it was Three Doors Down.
I wish it was Three Doors Down. I mean, they'd be the coolest one out of all of them. I mean, let's look. I mean, I guess tonight's just the night of concerts. Let's look at this real quick. Drake and J. Cole just performed last night. Heard it was a hoot. The Globetrotters this Saturday. Woo! I swear to God, if my birthday present, which is tomorrow, by the way, is I'm going to see the Globetrotters, I'll fucking shit my pants. I'm just kidding.
It's actually not a bad time.
No, I bet it's awesome. I bet
it's fun.
Tickets are cheap, too.
Well, and it's like you just see, you know, half court shots the whole time. They're just making them. You're just like, these guys are awesome.
Fucking Barry Manilow's gonna be there. Dude, my grandmother would rise from the grave to go to that show. And Grupo Creed. Okay, that's one we're looking for. Creed. All right, who we got here? Jesus, dude, the tickets aren't—they're really not that bad. Plenty of seats still available, too. Probably because it's not until November.
You can't find the rhyme to my rear.
See, that's a good one. Wait, you're right. It is Three Doors Down in Mammoth.
That's what I
thought,
so it's
a much better lineup.
Yeah.
Finger 11's okay, but Three Doors Down's better.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Please come on. I think I'm falling.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, dude. I can't wait.
It's going to be awesome.
I just recently, because I always liked Creed, and I always don't know why. It's like growing up and you're gay, but you don't want to tell anybody. You feel weird. Like, you know, I never told anybody I was a big Creed fan, but recently I'm like, I don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah.
It's 2024. You can be a Creed fan. You know what's great? I've realized people our age brought them back.
Oh, for sure.
People like, our age both ironically and unironically love Creed to the point where it's like, we're going back on tour, and we're bringing all of our fucking buddies from then, too. Like, do you know how many people got so excited to hear Creed was going back out there? Oh, my God, boys, get the puka shells.
It's almost like if it'd be, like, similar if, like, Nickelback didn't play for, like, 15 years, and people are like, oh, they're back.
Dude, if Creed, do you know the damage that Creed and Nickelback would do to this country if they went on tour together?
Oh, my God. They'd be selling out stadiums.
Dog.
Like, the double headliner.
I can't even. Like, you got to throw
it's
one
like they,
band. You
they
throw
just,
one more band.
I don't opens. Know. Maybe you just let them both play 2 hours. You just fucking
ooh.
The double header.
No, you got to put one.
What
like
if you
a
just
Three
swapped?
Doors Down. I, you know who I would do? I would either do, like, a Collective Soul.
What about Match?
Matchbox 20.
Yeah, Matchbox
something
20.
Like that.
Yeah.
Or you do a whole festival with all these fucking guys out there. You can put Matchbox 20, Collective Soul, Live, another good one. Collective Soul. What the fuck is the name of the band that Rob Thomas is in?
What are they sing?
Every time we start talking about these bands, I get them all mixed up.
I mean somebody like that.
Fuck! Definitely. No, we're going to get this. Rob Thomas, it's not Collective Soul because they sing fucking Matchbox 20. No, it's not.
Honestly,
them.
You could put
Candlebox. It is Matchbox 20.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of Candlebox. That's another band that you could throw in this equation.
You can honestly put Hootie and the Blowfish in there,
no,
too.
You can't.
Yeah, you
I don't
can.
Want
is
Hootie
the
and the Blowfish in my butt rock festival. I just don't. Leave them out. Hey, they're not rock.
I know, but they were like right before that, so they're kind of the same.
Maybe
similar.
Uncle Cracker. You can put an Uncle Cracker.
Yeah. Follow
in there.
Me, everything is
doing. No, I'm thinking of a different band. I'm thinking of who sings the "Be with You, Girl, Like Being Low"? Hey, 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 like being stoned. That might just be Cracker. Might be the name of that band.
Oh, Cracker!
That might be the name of that band. But no, you could do something like that. But Creed and Nickelback, dude, the damage that would do to this country if you put them out on tour
That would be insane.
With like a Collective Soul opening. I think you got to do like a Collective Soul, because to me, they're not going to like, they're not one of those bands that's like, well, you know, they could arguably, you know, be a headline. No, they know their role. They're going to show up. They're going to play all the hits. People are going to be, yeah. The Bud Light is going to be flowing. Dude, Bud Light will come back.
Well, we said
they're already doing that.
We're saying they would be a similar or like a.
But Three Doors Down like is kind of after. They're kind of
Breaking
post.
Benjamin.
No, see, that's still a little post Creed. Creed's late 90s. That's all.
Well,
like,
I know, but I'm saying they're more like in the Nickelback realm area. What about Shine Down? Would be good.
Shine Down. No, they're too big to be the third wheel on a tour like this. Nah.
Yeah, they would be right in there. Because I mean,
it might be okay. I might do a no. I think Collective Soul's the band. It's Collective Soul's the opener, and then it's Creed and it's Creed or Nickelback headline.
They could just rotate every fucking.
Yeah, I know, but like, let's be honest here. If like this is the fucking whitest podcast ever, who's headlines Creed or Nickelback? But seriously, who does? Because to me, Creed does.
I think Nickelback does just because the Creed's amount of hits that they have that are just. Well, I'm just saying they have like a. Realm of just hits that
Dog.
Are so popular.
I don't think they make
especially
better music.
Like, I would say like most popular song, they definitely got that over Creed.
You think over fucking One Last Breath?
Yeah, I think Rockstar fucking
no.
just shoves it away.
Fucking Higher?
Is they're good, but I mean
they're
they
better.
Just, I don't know about that.
Dude, you think Rockstar is better than fucking One Last Breath?
It's really not a bad song. People, it just got overplayed.
I didn't say it's a bad song. I'm asking you a question, Trevor. This is a trial.
Yeah.
Answer yes or no, please.
I'd say so, yeah.
You think...
Yes, Your Honor.
You think Rockstar is better than What If?
I don't know. It's pretty close. I mean, I would say that there's other songs by Nickelback I think were better than some of Creed's. Like, I don't necessarily think Rockstar is his best song.
I think it's one of their worst songs. It's okay. It's a good one.
You also
but
think fucking Pour Some Sugar on Me by fucking
Trevor
Def Leppard's the
if
worst
you
song
have
too.
Listened to their entire catalog at length as I have, you will come to the same conclusion that that is definitely not one of their strongest songs. It's definitely
oh,
just
yeah.
the one that's the most popular.
Yeah.
I never said it was bad. I don't want to hear it anymore.
I mean, yeah, because it was overplayed. Exactly why.
Oh, but Trevor, there's
kinda
songs
like
out there.
Guns N' Roses music. It was
no,
overplayed.
No,
it was,
see, this is where you're wrong.
It was overplayed.
Because some stuff some stuff is impossible to overplay because of how good it is. You're going to sit there and tell me that if Paranoid by Black Sabbath comes on, you're not going to fucking listen to it.
No, I'm not saying that I don't listen to it, but I'm saying like some it gets a bad rap because it's so popular that people get tired of it.
Well, I guess, but I guess you're an asshole for that. I'm
exactly.
just saying.
Like, here's I think Paradise City is a great song. Like, Sweet Child of Mine, great
See,
song.
See, that's the one for me where they've played it. Here's the thing, though. I can listen to a lot of their stuff a lot and not get tired of it, but Sweet Child of Mine, I'm definitely... That's their Pour Some Sugar on Me for that. But, like, you know, I don't know. I guess you're right. It's all opinion-based at the end of the day. I mean, obviously a lot of people... But, you know, I don't... If someone came up to me... And said, Pour Some Sugar on Me is my favorite Def Leppard song ever. I wouldn't take him serious. I just wouldn't. I'd be like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Pat him on the head, put $2
that.
In their bra, and
but it's almost like
send
the,
them on their way.
You know, if you want to have a true favorite song, then you got to have one that, like, you think's their favorite, but it's not the most popular kind of thing.
Well, I mean, again, I don't know how you tell people what is and isn't. I just think... When it comes down to talking to people like that, I think there's layers and depths to people. Some
well,
people
like,
don't go deep into music like that. They
yeah.
don't think of it like that. They just think, like, dude, there's some people that all their songs that they have on their phone is just nothing but the number one song
yeah.
from all the artists
yeah.
that they listen to. There's no deep dive into their catalog. There's no, and I'm not shaming anybody. I'm just saying some people just don't get down
yeah.
into music like that. They just hear it.
Yeah.
It's radio brain. Like, you just hear what's played on the radio.
Yeah.
That's what you like. That's what you know. And you don't care to, you know, dive into the
yeah.
waters of the band you're listening
like
to.
Like, you're just from song. You're not about artists. You're just about the song that you
yeah.
like at the time.
You're not reading the lore of Led Zeppelin and what they're all about and all the cool shit that they were getting into. You know what I mean? Like, you're just not... So, like, that's just how some people are. And that's fine. It's whenever there's people like that that start talking about music that piss me off.
Yeah, like, if you're going to do that's cool, but don't be like, well, I think that this is actually better than... Shut up.
Well, honestly, that's why I don't listen to a lot of rap anymore. Like, I find modern-day rap fans to be fucking insufferably nerdy. Like, they just... Like, and also, like, it seems like the way rap was going was, like, it was, like, the shittier it was getting, the more popular it was getting, and I was just like, I don't understand how this is, like, the only genre where, like, the shittiest rap gets the most... playtime.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
because
what is
the beat's lit. And I get, you know, I've partied a lot. I'm telling people, though, once the party ends in your world, which it ends for everybody eventually, you'll
Father
see
time.
That, you know,
Father time. Father
who
time.
Just drives around listening to that, thinking about life? Like, if someone told, you know what I mean? I'm not, like, I know we were just talking
about
Creed
and
Nickelback,
I would say,
but I'm just saying.
I would say that also, as you age, like, I just never used to think about what was even being said in a song. I was like, this is a good song, and I could sing along to it and be like, this is good, but I don't even know what I'm even, like, reading into. Until, like, as you get older, you're like, oh, shit, like, that's a good song, but damn, it's got some fucking points to it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I still really don't. Lyrics are still, like, I don't know, like, storytelling music. I think country music, like old country, does it well. You know, it's a lot of you know, I went to buy cigarettes at the fucking gas station and ended up robbing it on accident. A lot of stuff like that. Really simple stories that you can, you know, easily relay to people. But like, I still to this day, lyrics aren't like... Like, sometimes people will say some shit that I'm like, yeah, that's good, that's cool.
Yeah.
But, like, it's never like I'm listening to a fucking song that they're like, you know, they're trying to tell a story. And I'm just like, oh, my God. If I wanted to fucking get like that over some writing, I'd go read a fucking book, okay? Oh, my God.
It's
so introspective.
I think it's when it clicks after.
I think that's why I don't like sad music, because a lot of it, they're clearly trying to invoke emotion with their words. And I find it corny. Like, I just, like, you listen to Take It to the Limit by the Eagles, and you listen to the lyrics. They're not necessarily, with their words, trying to fucking make you cry. Just the tone and the melody that stuff, it all plays in together. But it's the way that it's sung. I don't give a fuck. You could be saying anything, and it would fucking hit you all the same. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to sound like I'm shitting on songwriters that put a lot of their heart and soul into the craft. I just don't give a shit.
I listen to
music
to
where
me,
it's literally just like you can't describe what they're saying because you don't understand anything. That's why I like to listen. I don't give a shit.
See, I think for me, it makes the song good if, like, obviously it sounds good, but then you add that extra layer and you're like, oh, shit. Like, that's good, but that's really good, that kind of thing. I think it's what takes it to the next level.
I think if I was going to sit here and talk, like, you know, great songwriters with you, and we're talking lyrically, I mean, I'm going to bring up Jim Croce. I think Tyler Childers.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to sound like, I think he's an incredible songwriter. A lot of that stuff he was doing in the late teens was fucking killer, man. What's that? Banded Clover, Clovis, whatever the fuck. Whatever that's called. Banded Clovis, whatever. Great song. A lot of that stuff, like that's the kind of music that if I'm going to listen to that, but I don't listen to it for the songwriting.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where you're listening and you're like, damn, this guy, like, he tells a story well. Like, it's really, I think, fucking Johnny Cash was really good at that. Willie Nelson, incredible at that. Marty Robbins can fucking paint a picture. Dude, Marty Robbins' music, for anybody out there that's like an old Western style country music, that you would almost see in, like, an old gun shooter, like an old gunfighter, fucking old Western music song. That guy, just listening to him, it makes you feel like you're watching a Western, how descriptive he is. Yeah. The vibe. He knows how to set a fucking vibe. He's one of my favorite songwriters. So, like, whenever I'm talking like that, it's usually guys that do stuff like that.
Hank Williams Jr., I'd say, too.
Songwriting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Williams.
Yeah.
The Hanks. I mean, Hank Williams.
Yeah.
The thing that was cool about Hank Williams Sr. was, like, he was a blues man at heart. He was a country singer, obviously, but he wrote like a blues guy. Like, he was great, because a lot of blues writing is really over the top, dramatic. I'm so lonesome, I could die. Like, my baby left me. You know, all I do is cry, all that stuff. Like, that's... it's hard to do because, like, a lot of it's pretty repetitive as far as, like, there's a lot of songs that'll say the same shit and the same beat. Hank was just fucking great at it. And then Junior, I mean, Women I Never Had is one of the best written songs I've ever heard in my life, if you ask me. great song. Journey.
Yeah.
Great songwriters. I don't know who writes the songs for them, but they're great at it. I think Ozzy and Geezer Butler, great songwriters. They know how to catch a tune. But, like, I've never listened to music to be like, I hope their lyrics are good. I don't give a fuck.
Well, no, yeah, I agree. I just, like I said, I think it's just the next.
Listen, once you listen to Frank Zappa, the lyrics go out the window because he's talking about gonorrhea and it hurting when he pees and all that stuff. And I don't think, like, it just comes up, like, me, I'm more focused on the music itself, the instruments. The way the rhythm progression, time changes. I'm all into that. Like, I'm the voice. What's more important to me with a singer is a good voice or a voice that I like.
Yeah.
It's not
a
good voice like Freddie Mercury. It's like like it. And if it's if I don't like it, oh, man.
Yeah, it's hard to get past a bad voice.
That's the only thing that can throw me off of music.
Like Danzig. Like, I just hate his.
You don't like Danzig?
I hate hearing him sing.
Wow.
I like the music, but for as far as.
That's a great song.
I know, but, like, that's his best song. I mean, like,
Twist of Cain.
I feel like he's just talking. Like, that's what I hate about it. I went down to the store yesterday. Like, it just sounds so spaced out.
It sounded like you were singing, if you ask me. I'd fucking buy that song. Hey, you know. I feel like you just don't like a lot of the bands that Dennis liked because he pissed you off.
I like Rob Zombie, though.
That's true. But you like his voice?
Yeah, I mean, it's not so spaced out. I literally feel like Danzig is talking.
No.
It's like he's reading out of a book. Like, when they want him to sing, he's like, oh, I took a shit yesterday. But, I mean, yeah, that definitely has a degree, too, because it was over. I know, best band in the world, Danzig.
That is crazy.
I've Rachel, never heard anyone say that. Tell them what you think about Danzig. Oh, they're great, Dennis. They're great.
She never even fucking doesn't even know what he's talking about.
I know. Y'all can't be doing that.
No, a bad voice. That's what I like with rap. That was how it was, too, because some guys are great rappers. I just wasn't. Like, Lil Wayne, I was never super into him because of the voice. I couldn't get past it.
Yeah, I liked it somewhat, but...
I mean, there were some songs I liked. I'm not going to say it wasn't good, but sometimes, like, especially when he got super popular there in the late 2000s, early teens, where he was on every fucking song, mm-hmm. I couldn't stand the style he was doing at that time. But that's all voice-driven, though. So if you don't like that, then, I mean, you're really not going to like any of it, because, like, there's not at least, like, oh, I love the guitar player, though. Like, dude, like, Bruce Springsteen, can't stand him as a singer. He kills it for me. Max Weinberg is an incredible drummer. And I love Clarence Clemons. And I love Stevie Richards. Huh?
I love Bruce Springsteen.
Well, you say his name right then. You said it wrong twice in a row.
I said it good the second time.
I did good the second time. Yeah, you did.
Everybody's got a hungry heart.
Shut up.
That song to me is great because, like, it's about him leaving his fucking wife and his family. And I'm like, I was just like, everybody's like, this is a great song. We're not talking about fucking leaving my family and abandoning them. And I'm just like,
I think there's a song called 10th Avenue Freeze Out. It's actually a pretty good song. It's not bad. But then he starts singing and he just ruins it.
It's just funny. I mean, he's just like, how he's that popular and he's talking about. Got a wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack.
I mean, all of his songs are just, like, about...
I never went back.
Like, I'll tell you what, like, people always talk about it. Like, dude, it's the same thing with fucking Bob Dylan. Oh, he's such an incredible songwriter. And you know what? That might be true, but I don't like it. I don't like it.
That might be true, but I don't like it one bit.
Yeah, that's how that all comes down to. At the end of the day, I don't like it.
I don't like this fucking Virginia over here fucking losing, that I don't like.
Yeah, it's all right. They're starting off slow. They're gonna get into it. Come on, this is an experienced group here. They know what they're doing.
But yeah.
I mean, a bad voice can kill anything for you. Imagine like you on one of your many Tinder dates you go on. You meet up with this girl. She's a 10 physically. You look at her.
A bad voice.
Even Cam would blush around her because like she's even attracted to her. She's thinking of leaving me over. That's how this woman looks. And then she starts talking and it sounds like a goose getting fucked by a wrench.
That would probably happen to me, honestly. Like, I'm saying, like, that sounds crazy, but then I'm like, nah. Like, sometimes I can be like, nah, just because of some bullshit reason that I made up.
Dude, you're like that fucking MTV show Next. As soon as they walk up at the restaurant, nope, next. Like, remember, like, whenever a guy would just step off the bus and the girl would see him and she'd be like, next. That was literally, stupid. And he just starts going, well, fuck you. I didn't fucking like you anyway. Dude, I used to be obsessed with those dating shows on there. Do you remember that one? Was it Parental Control? Do you remember that? Where the parents would pick out like a few guys for their daughter or their son to go on a date with? Oh my God, dude. Early MTV shows were fucking great.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah, Next, that.
They used to have a silent library that was good.
Oh, dude, Silent Library was fucking awesome. I used to always want to be on there.
Fucking.
Oh, because everybody's always like, I wouldn't make any noise. Yeah. Dude, but the whole thing is they tell you you can't make noise. And so you're trying not to, and you're looking at your friends across the table. It's just like
doing
school.
Doing stupid shit, or like you're fucking just doing stupid stunts in the fucking library. Like, yeah, no, I think that was a good show. I forgot about the show.
It was definitely...
Pimp My Ride was on around then, too.
See, even as a kid, I thought Pimp My Ride was stupid because I was always like, I don't think these cars look cool at all.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, that's cool as shit. They're putting a hot tub in the back of the guy's truck.
How's he supposed to drive?
Yeah.
With a fucking with a body of water pretty much on him at all times.
They have a truck and they turn the back into like a bunch of speakers. And I'm like, this is useless. What's the point of having a truck?
Where are we going to put groceries? Or they put like a fucking video game, like a gaming.
Those were
like,
cool.
I guess.
If they did a van, I was like, all right, the van is practical. Like, vans were the coolest things,
like,
because.
Is this person supposed to live in this van? You put that shit, I'm never leaving the van.
Exactly.
And then people are going to start calling people at the neighborhood because I'm in my van all the time. And nobody likes a guy in his van. You know what I've noticed? People
nowadays
start acting weird around guys when they just sit in a van. They don't like it. Even if you're just there to work on the Wi-Fi.
What's he doing out there? He's been out there for a while.
Dude, imagine like medieval times whenever you had a job and people thought you were a wizard, so they just start fucking stabbing you in the street. That's how it used to be. Like, I'm pretty sure people used to think the mailmen were like wizards.
Bringing mail around.
Oh, shit. They start fucking throwing rocks at him.
Leave. I have a letter for you. I have a letter for you.
Well, listen. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they're like, people were just stupid back then. I was like, yeah, that might be true. But compared to us now, it's kind of like that whole argument, you know, basketball players now, back in the 60s.
Yeah.
It's hard to compare, but you compare just the average mind today with what's capable of knowing to a guy that lived.
Oh, it's like the same thing in fucking 50 years. Yeah, they're theoretically.
You can't tell me that somebody that was shitting in a bucket and throwing it out their window into the street, that was how you got rid of shit back then. You can't tell me that they're smarter than us. You just can't. Just off of basic knowledge. You know, that's how you can't.
Off
you
of
can't,
facts.
You can't.
Off of facts. Fucking, I remember reading in that in school. It's like, oh, in Europe, some places still have
in America,
a fucking,
the early America, before the toilet was
throwing
invented.
Throwing a fucking bucket outside.
That literally, like, they were saying in New York.
Shitting in a
fake
bucket.
New York. Just all those townhomes, like British style house, like apartments.
Shit flying
everywhere. Yeah. And that's why the life expectancy was so bad, because people were just getting fucking hepatitis from all this shit everywhere. Listen, living in a world of shit isn't good for you.
No, that's what you've always said.
That's what I've always said. You can't live in a world of shit. Oh, my God, man. And listen, you know something that a lot of people never bring up is like, when horses died back then, they were just on the road. What are you supposed to do? Who's going to be able to pick up a horse?
Yeah.
There's no tractor.
Yeah.
There's no fucking forklift. There's 10 people couldn't pick up move a fucking horse. So you either chop it up and butcher it in the street, or you just let it sit there and decompose. Like, dude, you imagine
the smells.
They probably
tried to eat it before a certain point.
Well, here's the thing. Horses were like, horses, it's not like a cow. It's like it was a personal fucking thing. So a lot of people just leave it there out of respect. Yeah, you're going to bury it. You bury around it and let it just fall in, I guess. I don't know. I just think, like, just
digging a hole underneath it and just covering it back up. Like, you're, like, digging around and it collapses the hole. And then you're like, all right, now shovel the dirt back on.
Did you just imagine?
They would bury. Or bury a hole right beside it and everybody, all right, on three. Everybody's going to push. One, two, three.
Dude, just, oh, my God. Just living back then, it just must have been horrible. Dead horses everywhere. You might, like,
shit
by
everywhere.
Time you turn 21, you could die at any time. You could just die at any time.
Yeah, like 21 is probably like, what, 50?
Yeah. And if you make it to 50, you're literally all like, I can't believe I made it this far. It's like inhaling all this shit, dead horse fumes, fucking just like you've had 8 kids, but only
the
four of them made it.
Cigarettes of all time.
Probably the best cigarettes. They're just smoking pure tobacco. I actually heard that cigarettes back then, the tobacco was pure. They weren't like putting fiberglass and shit in it.
I guess that would make sense, yeah.
It was just pure tobacco. Oh, man. You imagine a nice rolled cigarette back then with a nice fucking watered down beer at a saloon. Oh, buddy. Drinking Blue Moon. Well, dude, that's what they did back then. They would water down all the booze because, like, people would get violently drunk and start killing each other. That's true.
Water down the booze. That's terrible.
Well, yeah, like they'd pour, like they'd, like, you know, half a bottle of whiskey, pour water in it. You still get drunk, but, like, dude, what do you think there was to do? Like, dude, imagine there's guys that sit in bars all day now. Imagine 1800s when there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
Nothing. Sit in that bar. So, yeah. You gotta do. You can't just have these people drinking pure liquor all day. They're gonna murder everybody, and it still ended up happening. Fights. And listen, there's no insurance company to fucking fix the bar if they destroy it. So you know you're really trying not to have people fighting.
Hey, you guys, not fight.
No, I'm not saying they only did it for that. I'm sure a lot of people did that to, you know, make money and, like, you know, save money. But that is true. They would water down the alcohol.
Yeah.
So that fucking people wouldn't beat each other to death or shoot each other, which still happened.
Yeah, because definitely everybody back then, you know, just had a gun on them.
Like, a bar was not a fun place to be at. It just wasn't. You can't travel alone because then a bunch of guys and a, like, a bunch of rob you and just, or maybe kill you.
Shootout. All right, boys.
Dude, something. I love how they glorify that life. It just looks horrible.
10 paces and turn around, or whatever it is, 20.
I was thinking, how mentally torturing do you think it would be to take somebody like our age that's, like, grown up in this society with, like, what we have with technology
and drop them back in there?
And you put them there knowing what they know, and you just put them in a society then.
How old are they?
Like, our age.
Like, this is fucking shit.
Yeah,
like,
dude. Like, you never
really
have a phone.
Oh, my God.
You never get a
phone
again. You never play video games. Nothing. Like, you've just got to fucking, like, you. And, like, you know, you have to assimilate to society then. You start wearing all 100% wool everywhere, even though it's hot. Yeah. You got a long sleeve shirt and pants on for some reason. Like, you know how much torture that would be to think, I had 5G, damn it.
That would suck.
I had 5G, Bluetooth speakers. Like, can you imagine? And you're going to die.
You guys know what a podcast is?
And you're going to die before it gets cool. Because it really didn't get cool here until the 50s, maybe 60s.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be, you're not watching football on TV, that's
There's
for
no
sure.
football.
Yeah.
What's football?
God.
You know how terrible that would be? You grew up and you watched Tom Brady and the Patriots. And you're trying to tell people about that. And they're trying to fucking hang you because you're a witch.
What?
They think you're a witch.
What is this football?
Tom Brady. Oh, but dude, but think about it. If you once you got over the whole, I can't get on my phone. Then you're like, wait a minute. I've got a lot of knowledge.
Oh, yeah. If you could just live it back through.
Yeah, I got a lot of knowledge here. I think
you
I could
invent
probably
football.
Invent football, invent porn, become like make the first like Playboy.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Just get a bunch of women showing ankle and selling it to people for a nickel a pop.
OnlyFans,
nose. You know, guys would be like, cum would be coming out of their nose. They'd be so excited, like you're holding it in, just fucking shooting in their breechers
through the fucking little, the little fucking window.
It's like whenever you have a water hose and you cover it.
Yeah, you still get spackled.
Well, not. it's like trying to rinse a spoon off. You get the fucking deep part of the spoon.
Oh my god, that would be awesome though. I mean, you could win every lottery ever.
Yeah, I mean, if you just kind of like, but dude, no, if you get dropped at the right time, like, you're not gonna make it to where sports betting's even a thing. I guess you go to the horse tracks. But I don't know anything about horses.
I don't know, especially not then.
No! Yeah. I know nothing now.
I think I was meaning like if he was dropped, like if you went back in time, oh, to like the 50s.
Oh, so you go back then, and I'm like, guys, listen, I got a great idea for a new game. It's called football. And this is how it works. Dude, I think I could totally get a group of guys together.
Oh, yeah.
And do that. Oh, yeah. That, you could do that. I would definitely get a guitar and start coming, like, start playing fucking, like...
What the fuck?
Dude, you guys want to hear something sick and start playing Smoke on the Water? This is a song called Smoke on the Water. It's about smoke on the water. And just do that. And I don't even remember all the lyrics, so I'd have to come up with new ones. That'd be incredible. Honestly, if you think about it, it could be a great way. Dude, you could also just change your identity at all times. So you could just move state to state. I mean, I'm Johnson Pepperfield. I'm Dick Walters.
Because they don't know who you are.
Yeah, there's no record. Yeah. What was their social security numbers? That didn't come until like the late 80s. It hasn't been long that we've been doing the social security numbers. Like, that was whenever the government was bought and sold to China, but we won't get into that tonight. I'm just China. Saying.
August 14th, 1935 was when the first social security number was published.
So we have plenty of time. It's 1868. God, it's a little too. It's 1885. We're about 50 years away from social security cards. We're 25. By time social security cards, we're 75.
Rusty Shackleford. It's Rusty over. Shackleford.
We've started UCLA as a university. We've started the first D1 program. I've directed Jurassic Park before, like in 1892. Happened, yeah. I had real dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Dude, just think of all the things I could do. And by the time I'm 75, I'm the most accomplished man.
Oh yeah,
in history.
You're the goat of life.
I start the WWE.
I start football. I start basketball.
I'm telling you, I would be assassinated because of how important of a figure I would become. And the country was so corrupt back then that you could get away with assassinating.
And you knew the wars that were going to happen. So
well, like, I would avoid it. Yeah. I would if I had. Oh, dude. Well, if it's 1885, I'm 25. That gives me what, 7 years before Hitler's born. I'll go strangle him in his fucking crib when he's a baby.
Or you,
World War II never happens.
You wait till he starts, you know, going crazy, then you kill him.
Dude, imagine
that.
Dude, that's a great idea for a movie. It's a fucking time-traveling serial killer for good. Think Dexter, but time-traveling. Like, like, yeah, he's murdering infants in their cribs, but they're like, it's Hitler as a baby. It's Franz Ferdinand, the guy that kicked off World War I. He, you know, it's that. So you're conflicted, but at the same time, it's going to save countless lives.
Yeah, for sure. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, you know?
You walk in, I'm just fucking choking little baby Hitler to death. Here's the thing, you can't get mad at me. It's for the greater good.
He's putting a fucking pillow on baby Hitler.
Shh, shut the fuck up. His fucking Austrian parents walk in. What are you doing? I'm gonna have to kill them now. No, I think society caused Hitler. That's a controversial statement. That's a controversial statement. They did. Well, he was an asshole. I've read a lot about World War II. I've heard a lot of information about like Hitler's growing up. All this. He was just a fucking artsy douchebag as a teenager. He hated Jewish people, blamed them for everything, and you know, was mad that Germany got sanctioned after World War I because you know they were the bad guys, so they got sanctioned. And he was pissed off about it, so, you know, fuck him. His parents didn't do nothing to turn him into that. That's why him, Joseph Mengele, fucking strangled little baby Mengele in there. Imagine that, dude. All the fucking... But then you've got to live with the thought of how many infants you've strangled. But you've saved millions of lives. Is it worth it? That's why it's a great show. But it's pretty much, the plot's pretty much the same. Time traveler. I'm going to kill Mussolini.
Every episode, you're just killing a different
terrorist. It's just a different one.
Terrorist.
And everyone's like, why can't you do it when they're not a baby? Listen, we got to nip this in the bud. No resistance.
Al Baghdadi died like a dog.
Died like a dog. I heard him cry, and I said, "Why? What? Don't cry.
Abu.
Crybaby Baghdadi. That's what we were calling him. Anyway, everybody, I think that's going to... we're going to go ahead and get wrapped up here. I think I've been getting the red light ever since I started talking about strangling infants of former world leaders, which apparently is controversial to say. But I think if I were to kill Pol Pot before he led a genocide of like 70 million people in Cambodia and Laos, I think I would be a hero.
Well, here's the thing, though. If you don't let it get to where he's a fucking villain, then you would never...
Then I'm just you're right. Then I'm just a fucking murderer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Then I'm just murdering
babies. That's what I'm saying. So you got to let them get to where they're doing that, and then you take them out immediately.
Well, you can't let the wheels get in motion.
Well, hey, you know, a couple hundred people get taken out. It's a lot better than, you know, a couple hundred thousand. That's what I've always said.
No, because then the ideas are formed.
Well, you know that this guy's already done this, but he didn't at least do all that.
Interesting. Because, but you know how he's going to turn out.
Yeah, but nobody else does. So, like...
It's true. Like I said, again, someone walks in, I'm just strangling their kid in their room.
It's for the good. It's for the good.
You have no idea what he's going to do.
He's going to kill millions. He's going to kill millions.
You know what I do? I get screenshots of, like, proof of what they're going to do. Huh?
Yeah,
I'm a time traveler.
What are you? You're like, here's my iPhone.
I'll just go get his book.
What the fuck? What in hell?
I know. Listen, there's a lot of plot holes in this that are coming up.
You're like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Honestly, I would have to just like, listen, I'm a time traveler. I'll get in there. It'll be like 3 a.m. Everyone's passed out. Make it quiet. Then I'm out. They wake up. They don't know what happened. And what are they going to do? DNA test me? It's 1892. They don't even know what DNA is yet, I don't think. Except for semen. They know that that's DNA, I think. Anyway, I want to thank you all for joining us tonight. Thank you, Trevor, for coming out and being here. My birthday is tomorrow, so wish me a happy birthday,
happy birthday
or don't.
You dirty son
if you don't,
bitch.
I'll never talk to you again.
I'll never talk to you. You're dead to me.
You better wish me a happy birthday because you don't want to know what happens to people that don't. But anyway, guys, thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. Another way to get you through your day. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, follow, download the podcast. Tell your friends about it. Hide your wife, hide your kids. You know what I'm saying? Buy a t-shirt. We got some. And we can also make some for those that want one. We got some announcements coming up soon as far as another collaboration with one of our favorite podcast friends in the world. Thank you guys so much. We got the March Madness tournament going on. We've got Wagner has already beaten Howard tonight. Colorado State and Virginia are playing right now. I think there's another one which is Colorado and somebody. I can't remember. But anyway, thank you guys for listening to the War Room. We will see you guys here in a couple days for an episode of It's Real to Me with Trevor Truitt as the host. And it's going to get dirty. He's a real Vince McMahon. Anyway, guys.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys next time. Don't forget, it is not wrong to kill baby Hitler. Goodbye, everybody.
Forget.